the American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 16th day of September 2020. And Steve Elkins did the show yesterday, and he had asked me to do it because he couldn't do his show Monday. So me being the, I don't know, the nice guy at the network, gave up my time. But today we're going to hit it hard. From the Liberty Beacon Project, Roger Landry. Hello, Roger.
Hello, John. How are you?
Well, I was going to ask you the same thing.
Well, physically, for my age, I'm in pretty good shape. Mentally, if you gauge what's going on around us, that's a tough question to answer, but I think we're going to attempt that during this next hour.
Well, you know, I've been giving that a lot of thought. Grinding at this for 30 years, you've been hard at it 16, 18 hours a day for 10 years, Monday through Friday. You've not taken a break. I was thinking a lot about this. What's going on right now, psychologically, is meant to grind us into absolute dust. Because what we have been doing, and we're forced to a degree, I mean, there's no strong-arm, Satanist, creepy, communist, Democrat twisting our arms here at the network, but to counter the crap that they have been shoveling for all these months, all these years. I don't think there's anybody that has any doubt, Roger, that listens to this network. The five corporations that own everything that you read, see, and hear.
Mm-hmm.
I've even got what I suspect is a liberal-funded law group that keeps hammering me, well, you're encroaching on somebody's rights and you didn't have a license. They want $13,500 from me for posting a picture of Jeffrey Epstein that came from what site, Mike? Zero Hedge. Yeah. And they tried this on a photo that we had on the store depicting a dish of storable food. And they were hard after us for 6 months. Well, if you don't... Well, we're going to take a little break because of the COVID crisis, and we'll be right back at it after the COVID crisis. Well, I didn't get any letters on the bowl of vegetable, whatever it was. Now I get a picture of Jeffrey Epstein that, well, a complaint's been filed, and you don't have license to post that picture. I suspect, I wished we had the funds to hire a good attorney slash good investigator, you know what they used to portray Perry Mason as being, which he really wasn't.
Right.
Yeah, because he ran up against a sucky prosecutor, Berger, that couldn't find his butt with both hands in a courtroom. Never won a case. That guy never won a case against old Perry. But
not one.
No. Never. But having said all that, I'm tired of the harassment. I'm tired of the grind here. And psychologically, I do believe, Roger, this is all meant to physically, mentally, financially, grind us into a pulp.
I'm not only going to agree with you, but we have had this discussion over and over again, you and I, over the last couple of months, and it all boils down to the same thing. All right, they absolutely know that we find out every time they miss a step, or every time. See, these people are so arrogant, it's insane. They literally tag everything they do. All right, whether it's in a Simpson, and for everybody out there laughing, okay, association with these elitists, if you do any research whatsoever, they will always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. This is exactly what the Georgia Guidestones are for. This is exactly why a lot of things, you can go back in time and say, why is this? What were the hands on the clock on a cartoon figure that was doing something 3 years before 9/11? Okay, the 9 and the 11. Okay, again, all of this by association. If you stop and look at what's going on around us, you say that it's literally beating us down mentally. It is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. If you take a look at the rise, okay, in people who have committed suicide since the beginning of the year, and then you watch that rise as it accelerates at a geometric number. I mean, it's not just a plane, 2 today, 4 tomorrow, 6 the day after, then 8, no. And as this continues and grows, then you see that acceleration. It's not accelerating quite so fast. And here we go. Roger's going to talk about something that nobody wants to hear Roger talk about. But we've got to give it to you straight. The fact here is that if somebody we know has a tendency to be an idiot, somebody we know that has a tendency to be arrogant, but also delivers more on promises made than any president in modern U.S. history, let's take a real quick look. Now, we'll go back to the mental state. This is all propping up my discussion on that. Let's take a look at who the three biggest cabals are, corporate cabals on the planet. That would be the banking industry, like the Federal Reserve, so on and so forth. That would be Big Pharma, and that would be the military-industrial complex. He has kicked the military-industrial complex in the crotch a half a dozen times, stepped back, laughed, stepped forward, and kicked him again. He's the first president to get two nominations for a Nobel Peace Prize for not have starting any wars and wishing to pull Americans out of every foreign war we're in, which is something he promised he would get started. End of story. There's the military-industrial complex. They don't like him at all. General Mattis walking around telling everybody, this guy needs to be taken out. He's saying this.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a retired general. So that's the military-industrial complex.
Well, and it must be remembered, Roger, that the president of the United States is only a commander-in-chief in the capacity if we are in a declared war.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is the civilian government, which the federal government is supposed to be, state government, which is supposed to be, and then we have the military that's subservient to the political process and the framework that we have as government in this country. They seem to forget this. And
you're so right.
And lately, okay, I have not delved in. I'm just starting to pick up shards and pieces here of this Middle East peace agreement that Trump has cooked up. But I do notice one thing, that the Palestinians were not involved in this process. They had no say.
Agreed.
Here is the biggest land grab that has ever been witnessed. I liken it to the federal government grabbing up lands in this country.
Yep.
This is what's happened in Israel. If we remember, folks, when Israel was started, became a state, quote unquote, in 1948, it was pretty much landlocked and the size of a postage stamp. But now it's reversed. The Palestinians are now living in gigantic open-air prisons, And what the Israelis say, go, and the United States will back them. We have been fighting proxy wars for Israel. Let us not forget the greater project for Israel, the land grab over there. So I'm looking at this.
Hold on, because you've got to qualify that. What you said is a bunch of sterling things, but how many people out there understand that more money goes to U.S. congressmen and senators and all levels of state government, local governments from AIPAC? When an Israeli prime minister says to one of his people, don't worry about America, they do what we tell them to do. This is what the prime minister of Israel says.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, people need to understand the massive amount of money Israel spends buying our elected leaders.
But Roger, if you are part of the five corporations that own everything that you read, see, and hear, then Joe Blow from Kokomo or somebody from any town USA is not likely to hear the countervailing winds, the political winds, against this. Here's the problem. We're living in an informational vacuum in this country. People are now starting to catch on. Donald Trump has been pounding this now for 4 years straight, the lying media. But politically, he can't go over that line to go, well, you know, most of them are owned or controlled by radical Jewish communist socialist. He can't.
I actually don't agree. I don't agree.
You don't agree with which part? He should?
No, he should. Absolutely. But I don't agree that he, and this plays right into what I had just said. I said there's three big players. Okay, media is owned by them, but there are three big players. We just discussed how he kicked the military-industrial complex in the crotch.
Right.
All right, let's go to Big Pharma. Big Pharma is even more powerful than the military-industrial complex globally.
Yeah.
And what did he do? He stood up and said hydroxychloroquine works. And now $200 billion, which is what Gates and the Gates Foundation alone are supposed to, I don't know, advance from this. Yeah, over $200 billion to Gates alone. Now, all of a sudden, all of that doesn't look good. Let me explain something to you. This is one of the most powerful organizations on the planet. And if Trump steps up and says, we don't need a vaccine, we've got hydroxychloroquine, I take it and it works, which he did. He just really kicked the pharmaceutical industry in the crotch. What's the one that's left? The only one that's left is the banking industry or the money control globally. All right. And what has he done for that? This guy, and I know this to be a fact, has already discussed on multiple occasions doing exactly what got Kennedy killed. Taking control of the dollar back from the Federal Reserve.
Mm.
Now, do I think that he is a puppet? Of course he is. Let's face it. He was bailed out by the Rothschilds in one of his bankruptcies. He owes them. But if I've got to step up and say either him or the serious puppet, because Kamala will be running the country, Joe Biden, I'm going to tell you the only president in the 14 presidential cycles I've been around for that has actually delivered on just about every promise he made is Trump. And that's only in the first term.
Well, and as far as the military goes, the Mad Dog Mattises, the generals, and all the people that would like to see ad hominem wars at the drop of the hat being declared from a presidential office and not from the halls of Congress in our Senate seated. That's where it's supposed to come from.
Yes.
But if you look at what Trump has done with the military, what has he done with it? He spent a lot of money upgrading the military. Barack Obama just wanted to leave stuff fall apart and go by the wayside. He's spent billions of dollars upgrading the military. He spent a lot of money here giving them pay raises that they haven't had in an amount of many years. And the veterans. And I don't know about you folks out there, but you know what? I joined the military. Yeah, well, I'll get some benefits and I'll get a nice casket. If I'm killed in some war someplace, yeah, okay. My family doesn't have to worry about that, but I won't be around. And how much are you going to pay somebody for risking their life? They pawn it off as patriotism. And I'm getting real sick and tired.
Corporatism.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting real sick and tired of this mantra of, well, if you're a fireman, you're a hero. If you're a cop, you're a hero. If you're a veteran, oh, you're protecting our safety. How did the military protect our safety by killing a couple of million people in the Middle East? How did that protect us?
No. 30 million people since the end of World War II have died across this planet as a direct or indirect result of U.S. foreign policy and military. We have military stationed in 178 out of 196 countries across this planet, either overtly or covertly. This is something that's not a guess, okay? I worked for the military-industrial complex. I worked for them for a very long time. None of this is a joke. The U.S. military is hated so much across the planet because they didn't ask for them to be there. They are looked at just like invaders. You reach a point of diminishing returns where the world says, you can tell everybody on all your commercials how free and democratic and whatever you are, then what the hell are you doing in my country?
Well, and Roger, I'd like to clarify a point here with the listeners. You are a great patriot. I believe that I am patriotic. Okay. I love our country. The fact that we had a constitution and a bill of rights, But the problem is that even the supposed conservative media outlets out there are all busy waving the red, white, and blue, and by de facto, or maybe directly, from the Pentagon, or maybe some operatives of the CIA that are sneaking and peeking into their newsrooms.
No.
Here we have a situation where, oh, well, you should be honored if you were over there killing 2 million people in the Middle East, keeping us safe. That is a blatant, in-your-face lie.
And it's over 4 million now.
I'm sorry. I always have a tendency to go to the low side.
I know. And you always have a tendency to strike me right where you know it's going to spark me. And let's stop and consider.
I wished I could take credit for that statement because I really don't. Thank you.
Yeah, you do. The biggest motivation in the Middle East, and I don't give a damn who wants to believe this and who doesn't. The biggest motivation in the Middle East has been because that's where Israel wanted us.
Well, and there were payoffs and side benefits.
Yes.
Yeah, the Ouroboros, all this.
Yes. And all of the military contracts. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. We're in Iraq. We're in, let's go on and on and on. We are in so many, 170-something out of 190-something countries.
Well, and there, now you brought up something. You know exactly what button to push with me, Mr. Lane.
I know. I'm learning. That's why I like doing your show.
Ron Paul, when he was running for president the second time around, I was up in Dallas at a gathering. The place was packed. The upper tier, the balcony was packed. There were people outside. This thing was absolutely packed. Now, you would have thought that the media would really want an opportunity to talk to a guy that could put thousands of people in a building. Well, it was only the Dallas Morning News and another publication that was backstage, and I was talking to Ron after the event. And, of course, they attacked him on the issue of his stance on the military, and they were trying to make him look like he was some kind of unpatriotic, anti-military guy. I want to pick this up right after the break.
Sure.
Roger Landry's my guest. The website, folks, and I hope to talk a little bit about this before you get out of here today. It's this project you're working on, and well, I want to see what we can let out to the public and what we can't. I'll leave it in your hands. We'll break.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Roger Landry, the Liberty Beacon Project. I was saying before the break that I was standing there when a question came from the Dallas Morning News. And the way the question was framed, that you're unpatriotic, you're really not supporting the military because you just want to reduce them. That's all you want to do. You want to reduce the funding to the military. And I was standing there, and I didn't mean to do this, but I said it so Ron could hear it, and I said, Ron, I said, you're not for defunding the military. I said, I heard you, I understood your position on this, and I framed it like a question to him. I'm very practiced at interceding and then directing back to common sense, so I diffused the Dallas Morning News guy and then posed the question to Ron. I said, Ron, I said, isn't it that you want to stop the NATO deal, that you want to pull the military out of all these countries that we're in, hence saving billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, and then to take those funds to keep our military upgraded? He said, absolutely. The guy from Dallas Morning News wrote something down and scattled like a cockroach in a Chinese kitchen.
These people, they can really, really, really leap out. And they can really, really, really leap out with stupid things. And the things that come out of their mouth, for people like you and I, it's like, did he really say that? But everybody else out there is so intuned. We call this programmed ignorance. So well programmed that it doesn't matter what these people say. We listen to, like Joe Biden, listen to this guy. Okay, this guy can't even put a half a dozen coherent sentences together. But if you take that into consideration, the polls, which I don't believe at all, have him leading by 5 to 7% in all of the most important states. That's absolute bullcrap. Everybody knows that. So again, we fall back on the media. The media is the tool that was utilized to program this entire society. It has happened. It has happened since probably right after World War II, all the way up until today. And the biggest boon the media ever saw was the commercial use of television. And from there, it grew at an exponential rate. We have children today that are coming home with lessons for their parents to help them with. And I think I even mentioned this on one of your shows. And one of the parents read her daughter's homework and was in the school the next day, absolutely ripping the teacher and principal's butt out. And what that information the child was supposed to learn said was that the U.S. government granted us rights as a benevolent government when nothing is further from the truth. But this is, again, the programmed ignorance. Well, if this child has never been exposed to the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, which they are not, they haven't got a clue.
That's right. They've
just been lied to.
Oh, God. Look, I'll tell you how stuff gets twisted. Just over the weekend, down in Florida, there were people, this was really, it was kind of spontaneous. Somebody threw the idea out there and said, you know what, Kamala Harris is coming down here, and we want to show a little bit of support for Donald Trump. Well, they figured that maybe 400 or 500 people would show up for their caravan. This was a car caravan. No, 10 times that amount showed up, over 4,000 cars. And folks, let me tell you something. When you put 4,000 cars bumper to bumper, you're talking about miles and miles and miles long. Well, that's why they showed up. It was to show Kamala Harris. Joe Biden wouldn't crawl out of his basement to go to Florida. So old Kamala, the communist, went down there. And that's why these people were showing up, to show their disdain. It was Cubans. It was Haitians. It was Mexicans that are living in Florida that said, you know what? We don't want any of your crap. We don't want any of your crap. And one of these things on Twitter, I'm the people from Venezuela that came into this country, Cubans, Haitians, people that came to this country for some freedom and some elbow room to live a life without a totalitarian dictatorship hanging over their heads. That's why these people showed up.
Hold on one second. Let's go again. You press that button. Let's go back to Kamala. Let's talk about Kamala for a second.
I'm sorry. Did I call her Kamala? Kamala.
Yeah, let's talk about Kamala for a second. All right. This is a woman who's out there screaming at the top of her lungs, shaking her fist in the air, and beating the drum of racism. She is also, someone who is personally responsible for putting a lot of minority individuals in prison for a long time for things like having a half an ounce of pot. Why? Because that is a for-profit prison system, and if you don't think she wasn't getting kickbacks, no, I can't prove that. But why the hell would she throw her supposed race under the bus?
We'll break. Mr. Landry is my guest today, only for this first hour, but we'll take phone calls as well at 800-313-9443. We'll be back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
House of the Rising Sun is probably underwater in New Orleans. Folks, we are doing a pledge drive on the network. We generally run at least three of these a year, depending on how badly we get beat up. We forewent that, or I don't know, what's the proper thing? Forewent is not the plural of foregone. But at any rate, we did the front site, and thank you, Dan Sutterfield, for making that available to us.
We decided to forego it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Roger. That's the beauty of sitting there and being able to contribute to the host's mistakes. At any rate, we are doing a pledge drive, folks. The only one that we ran this year was for front site, and a lot of you responded. Get out there after September 1st, okay? So get out there at front site in outside of Las Vegas for this training, because we may need people that have the ability, once they're trained up, to turn around and be the teaching cadre for others, just in case we need it. But the point of this is that we have not done a pledge drive this year outside of that. And we're asking our listeners. I checked the cupboard, and old Mother Hubbard is screaming, "Hey, the cupboard's bare. Hey, hey, the cupboard's bare, John. Please." And I know money is tight out there. I know it is tight. I was talking to an advertiser we have on today on the phone prior to the broadcast, and I was telling him, I said, you know, for the first 3-4 years of our operation, we didn't ask for donations from anybody. We didn't have to because the economy was not trashed. People had disposable income. I preferred that people bought storable foods and gold and silver with their own money rather than trying to support something outside of their own interest. I did that because it was the right thing to do. But as we've seen, the greatest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind back in 2008 from the bankers themselves, and just to make sure that they put another stake in our hearts, here comes the COVID crap again. The Federal Reserve Chairman says, you know, we're going to be running this zero interest from the Fed Reserve for many years to come. There's your clue here. But having said all of that, we didn't need donations. We had advertisers that were stacked up. They were dying to get on the network, on the shows. And that, ladies and gentlemen, has dried up. So we're one of the last Mohicans, and I have stayed true to the mission of this network. We have hung in here since 2004, come hell or high water, banker takedowns, you name it. But this time, we're going to ask for support from our listening audience. And we don't care if you're in France or in England or Australia or Venezuela or Spain. We have a lot of listeners around the world. But to keep that information flowing to you from the unfettered source here based in the U.S., please support us. You can call in, and I would pretty much call this emergency pledge drive 800-724-2719, extension 3. And you can talk to Mike. He's happy to take a credit card or debit card donation from you. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. At the top of that page, a little blue banner, hit the donate button. That'll take you to PayPal. And you can make a one-time donation, or you can set it up to donate monthly, folks. Or you can simply mail us at RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Roger, hope to hang in there until the Liberty Beacon Project kicks off here. Let's take a couple of calls. Thomas in San Francisco. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Roger, and hi, John. How are you doing?
Well, it's a Monday for me, but it's actually Tuesday. Or I'm sorry, it's actually Wednesday, but it should be Tuesday. And I'm a little disheveled here because Steve Elkins sat in for me yesterday.
He was great yesterday.
Good, good.
On point. And I'm like him. I'm a little bit mad because, you know, I go to the only place I ever go to is the grocery store. And I was talking to this clerk, checkout clerk, which I usually always get along with, and I'm sure I'll get along with her in the future. But I was telling her, I said, like, you know, that mask doesn't do a damn thing for you. And she goes, why? And I said, because you're breathing in your own toxins, and you will get mask mouth. You know, and it's just a precursor to get the vaccination. So, you know, and she stepped away from me going like, oh, this guy is cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
He's cuckoo.
Well, and Thomas and Roger, I want you both to consider this. What a well-constructed propaganda campaign, not only with the medias that they own in this country, but the influence in the medias that they own worldwide. This was a worldwide concerted, let me call it conspiracy, because really that's what it is, about the COVID-19 and the dangers of it. It was just the other day, I think I have the story posted up today, that, Mr. Gates says that, you know, it might be this, we're going to be in this COVID-19 emergency status probably until the end of 2022. Who the hell is this guy? Is he a virologist? Is he even a doctor? No.
Well, hold on. Let's talk. Let's talk about this mask for a second. All right? Let's talk about the mask. When the reason why this didn't end a long time ago was because these people who were running this entire scandemic realized that we were way too easy. We tucked our tails between our legs. We ran into our houses and we hid. And then when we started to whimper and said, when can I come out? They said, well, you can come out now, but you need to put your leash on. They spell leash M-A-S-K. End of story. That's what it's for.
And of course,
not only that, but it'll also rush some of the people who already have illnesses into an early grave.
Well, but here's the other effect of this, that you're not patriotic, you're a danger to the rest of your fellow Americans because you're not masking up and you're not using hand sanitizer 55 times a day.
You're right. You're absolutely right, and that's a good question, caller. It is. You're absolutely right.
I have a question for Roger. Roger, I have a question for Roger. So I go to Liberty Beacon all the time, and I see Ken's Corner, but I don't see anything about you on there. What's the deal with that?
If you go into the upper right-hand corner and type in Roger Landry,
you got to do a search
and hit enter. Believe me, you will have more than you can read for days.
And understand something, Thomas. Roger Landry is not the fame and fortune and recognition drive behind the Liberty Project. He's simply the guy that put it together. And he doesn't want, and I can tell you this about Roger, this is not for ego, it's not for fame, it's not for fortune, it's not for any other reason except to stop the crap out there. That my same motivation and getting back to a constitutional republic. Thank you. I mean.
Okay, I'll let you guys go. Thank you for answering my questions. I hope both of you have a nice day, okay?
All right, bye. Thomas, I could have a real nice day if Tom, yeah, if Mr. Lander here called me later and said, you know what? They threw up their hands. The globalists gave up. Then I'd be clapping. Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. How you doing?
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hello, Roger.
Hello.
John, you were correct about something, but you didn't realize it. Forewent is indeed the past tense of forego.
Thank you for that, Glenn.
Now, you said plural. If it's not a plural, that would be a noun. But this is a verb, forego, and the past tense is indeed forewent.
I like this guy.
So do I. Because somebody called him up the other day, and I was talking about a guest that somebody wanted me to have on, and I'd forgot that I interviewed him last year. And what I'd literally done was put a mental block against this person's name. I don't trust them particularly. There's things... Roger, I know you've had this experience, and you cannot always put your finger on it, but you run up against somebody that you're just internal BS meter just starts to peg.
Oh, God, yes.
And this is what I've experienced time
Kamala
after...
Harris? Oh, sorry.
No. This is not a politician. This is supposedly one of the good guys that's out in California battling all of what's going on in California. I choose not to have this person on, but yet I've been berated for not having them on. As if we don't shovel enough on everybody's plate to satisfy them, there's always people out there that go, well, wait a minute here. You know, and somebody had called into the program. That was what, Mike, last Friday to correct me and said, yeah, you did have this woman on. And of course, at that point in time, Roger, I had to ask Mike, I said, what does crow taste like? Does it taste like chicken? Yeah.
It tastes like chicken, only not quite as spicy.
Okay, let me get a roll around. I'm sorry, Glenn, did you have anything else? My apologies.
One quickie. This one line I find myself coming back to from a poem by Robert Burns from 1785 called To a Mouse. And the one line in the poem is, that the best laid schemes o' mice and men gang oft aglay, or in English it's often go awry. And I wanted to point out that we are, you know, very aware of what it's like to have struggles and frustrations and problems and stuff like that. But sometimes people tend to characterize these wicked manipulators as being practically omniscient. They've gamed everything out. They know everything. They've planned everything. It's so comprehensive. And to realize that the best laid plans, O mice and men, gang oft aglay, and that God can frustrate the plans of the wicked, no matter how comprehensive, expansive, well-funded, or powerful they are. These people are also subject to frustration and failure.
Well, and
we need to remember that.
Interesting that you brought that up, Glenn, because I was just going to bring it up myself, was that a lot of these people in the Black Lives Matter, right to the very core, are Satanist. And
yep.
and we've told people, we've run the clip. As a matter of fact, let me do this, Glenn. I thank you for your call, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I would like to play this. This is Patrice Cullors, co-founder of Black Lives Matter. Now, this is the trap, Roger, that's been set. Black Lives Matter. Of course Black Lives Matter. Look, you people are a bunch of systemic racists. I thought this started out as being, you know, we black people are getting tired of being killed by you police out there, especially you white police. Okay? In the major cities, predominantly on the police forces are black patrol officers, not white, but black. But let's not let facts get in the way there. But this started out with the Black Lives Matter is you're out there killing black people and we want it to stop. Then it turned into defunding and getting rid of the police. And then it morphed into many different things. But we have had corporations donating billions of dollars to Black Lives Matter. They are all, the corporations are on with this slick stuff with Black Lives Matter and COVID-19 and all of this crap that's designed to shut you down and to shut you up. Imagine, Roger, here we have a group of Black Lives Matter and Antifa that are pure, dyed-in-the-wool, communist, Marxist agitators, period. But if we talk about that, well, you're a bunch of just freaking racists. That's all that you are. There is the trap. Now, let me play this clip. This is from Patrice Cullors. She's the co-founder.
Oh, I know. She's also a Marxist.
Yeah. And she says we actually do have an ideological frame. We are trained Marxist.
I think that the criticism is helpful. I also think that it might... I think of a lot of things. The first thing I think is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
Now, Roger... Why in God's green earth do we have the National Football League, Major League Baseball, basketball, corporations, all these people have climbed on board with a bunch of Marxists, communists?
Yeah, I know. When you and I were kids, they would have gone to prison for that.
Yeah, that would have been a lucky. That would have been their best choice.
But if, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, you disappeared for about 2 seconds. If you start to consider, okay, and I'm not saying stop to consider, if you start for a second to consider that each and everything that we're seeing is pre-programmed. I've said it over and over again. What is the next thing? Because our attention can't stay on the same thing for too long. What happens? We have doctors coming out and saying, hey, masks are bad for you. We have doctors coming out and saying, hey, hydroxychloroquine, we'll take care of COVID-19. We have, constitutionalists like the judge in PA that just handed down $1 million in bail to Antifa rioting in the streets. Okay, this is what we are starting to see. It's way past due. I've said this before, and I want to reiterate this very strongly. Americans are known for doing things in a big fashion, but nobody ever starts at the beginning. Okay? We are the hardest nation on the planet to wake up. We literally have to be poked in the eye a half a dozen times, but when we do wake up, all hell breaks loose. We're at the all hell. The breaking loose may be coming very soon.
There's something else that I would like to play for you to shore up my contention of these people are a bunch of Satanists. This is from Abraham Hamilton III. He's the host of the Hamilton Corner. Listen to what the man has to say. Oh, by the way, did I say that Abraham is black?
Many of us know by now. Yeah, you want to perk your ears up for this one. I have my man Jeff to thanks for this. He dug this bit of research out for the program. He sent this my way. He said, Abe, I think you may be interested in this. And you were right. So many of us know by now, the co-founders of the Black Lives Matter organization, Alicia Garza, Opel Tometi, and Patrice Cullors. Patrice Cullors was recorded in 2015 admitting, we are trained Marxists. People like myself and others, I'm not the only one, but we have been saying from the beginning that this BLM organization is a Marxist organization. For Christians, I have been saying for quite some time that we don't need some Marxist, anti-Christ, anti-family, anti-man organization to tell us how we should love our neighbors.
Now, that is a 23-minute video, folks. If you and the guy is a Christian, did I leave out the fact that he is black? You know, when we have black people in this country speaking out against this, accusing Whitey of being a systemic racist again, these voices are never carried. There is nothing to push back against their narrative, Roger. And people.
Oh, but there is. 81% of the black population saying we don't want the cops taken out of our neighborhoods. Are you on drugs? 81% of the black population saying, don't be doing that to us. But how many times has the drum been beaten to that on what we would call progressive media? CNN, MSNBC, should I go on? How many times have you heard that? Is that the absolute truth? Yeah, it is. How many out there, how many blacks believe that the police in their communities do a job that deserves respect? Depending on which poll, between 57 and 62%. These are what's called super majorities. So are you right again? You hit the nail right on the head, my friend.
You know, I mean, isn't it something ironic, a guy that has a talk show host that his name is Abraham and he calls himself Abe?
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay. Sorry, Mike is on the other line. Mike, do I have any callers? Okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't leave anybody hanging while you're on this segment. Okay, Roger, we only have a couple minutes left. The Liberty Beacon Project, what can you say about it, please?
I would like to choke you right now. That's where I'd like to start, and I'm only messing with
you. You can't get to me because I'm down here and you're up there.
Okay. What can I say? I can tell you three very, very important things. Mm-hmm. Okay, first off, it doesn't matter where you are, you're being lied to, all right? Or it's being misrepresented, or you're being sold, or everything you do is being sold for a profit, so on and so forth. It doesn't matter where you're at. I don't care what it's called. There are limitations to the freedom. There are limitations to your privacy in each and every platform out there. Websites, social media platforms, it doesn't matter. The Liberty Beacon wants to do something to change that in a very large fashion.
Mm-hmm.
If you consider that a vast majority out there that are committing tyranny on us in the fashions I just described are indeed funded in a corporate fashion, we want to do something so people feel absolutely secure in their media space. And the third thing is, I ain't telling you no more. This is a brand new project. We've been working on it for a while. and I'm going to choke him next time I see him. But when it comes out, and I promise it before the first of the year, it will put a smile on everybody's face.
Well, it's something that I will tease without giving anything out. It's something that should have been done a while ago. This is not an easy endeavor. This is a massive undertaking, of which you can attest to.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be any corporate sponsorship to this. There's not going to be any advertisers that maybe don't like the message or the way you cover something. No, this is going to be pure and unfettered, just as you're used to listening to this network. That same path is going to be followed. Now, before you get out of here, and you and I have talked quite a bit.
He's part of the project.
Okay.
There you go. I can be a butthole, too.
See,
he's part of the project.
See, I was almost ducking and hiding that before you threw it back at me. Damn it, I thought I was almost out the door before I got caught.
No.
At any rate, there will be funding for this network, folks, in the future. And it's going to be a time that most Americans will not be able to donate to anybody but themselves to maybe buy a burger that's on special.
Yep.
This is most important. Oh, God, I could spend a half hour on that alone. But, Roger,
they need to do is support you first, because this project hasn't rolled out yet, but you are here. The first thing you do is you get on the phone, you send some money to support RBN. This is a partner of ours. We take care of our own. Please start with John. Start with RBN. And once we've launched, then you'll see something really, really nice.
It's going to be major. So I take it to mean, Mr. Landry, that you think we're an organization worthy of people's donations?
Let me see. When's the last time you asked me to jump on your show, even at the last minute, and I said no?
Never.
Then you just got your answer.
Right.
I do not go where I don't think I want to go, and you know that.
Well, and just to let people know, today you had texted me a message this afternoon. You and I are supposed to have a conversation, but you texted me and said, you know what, Friday probably be better because I'm absolutely slammed. And when I got that, I fully intended on texting you today to ask you to come on the show, but even after I got that and says, I'm absolutely slammed, maybe we can talk Friday, this man gave up an hour of his very, very, very busy time to come on this program. This is the kind of camaraderie and stick-to-itiveness and drive that it's going to take to defeat these globalist bastards. Let me just remind you of that, folks. And anybody that's out there swinging that sword deserves the supply line and the support from arrears.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
All right. Well, Roger, I stole an hour of your time. And
no,
I,
you didn't.
Well,
thank
you. I borrowed an hour.
You guys have a very, very good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me on. It's always a pleasure, my
friend. And you've never turned me down, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
All right. All right. Bye, guys.
So, all right. Break time. 3 minutes. 800-313-9443. Got a lot of news and information, and I'll incorporate your calls into the next hour as well. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are on the march, and we're going to put these little scurrilous bastards on the run. So help me God.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.